The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
King Herod heard of Jesus and his disciples, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason, these powers are at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. And when his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? She replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I recently came across a parent's story that I thought will help us understand God's words in Amos. And it goes like this. Emily is a parent with three amazingly well-behaved children. They put their toys away when she tells them to and got to bed without a fuss and even settled their own disputes. So what's your secret? And someone once asked her, hoping she could impart some much-needed wisdom. So is it threatening them with punishment? Give them timeouts or bribing them with Oreos? Emily shook her head. Nothing like that, she told me. If I've done anything right, it is that I've made it clear from the get-go what I expect from them. Now, all I have to do is to shoot them a look and they know to discipline themselves. Perhaps some of you can identify with that. But this made me think of God. God does not bribe us with Oreos to behave, but rather God makes clear his expectations of us, just like Emily did with her kids. And that's what God did with Israelites, using a plumb line. Well, I have a plumb line here. Thank God I have great friends in this church, so they got me a plumb line. It looks like this. I don't want to undo everything, but it looks like this. And to be honest with you, it's my first time to see this particular one, but it is the one that is called the plumb line that they use to make sure that the walls is very much straight, and I hope we do a good job. Otherwise, the builders of God's house will be in shame. But when I'm growing up, I'm used to this one. This is called the level. And then, so that's the one that you use. And the servant of God, God came to the servant of God and told him, "So, Amos, what do I have here? I have a plumb line. This is what I'm bringing amongst the Israelites. And I want this plumb line to straighten them up. Israel is the wall. Israel is the wall. It's being measured again to make sure that the wall is not bulging or bowing." And the verdict was, unfortunately, to tear everything down and build them again. And people were not happy to hear this. But you know, actions have consequences whether we like it or not. So even when we are experiencing the tearing down, God is at work, ready to rebuild us again. Now, Father Jeff told us last week about our capacity and will to rebel and go off track. When we rebel, we think God will happily, you know, move the boundaries of his expectations just so that he can include us and our rebellions. And it turns out that our God is not that wishy-washy. His expectations are firm and unmovable. And God is like a strict parent, but also he is a merciful one. Perhaps you have had really good kids that have never misbehaved, or you yourself have been a kid that has never misbehaved, but there are others who have had kids that have misbehaved. So, and if you yourself have been, we certainly can understand God's heart. This time, God did let them have it. And Amos said to them, "It will be terrible. Most definitely, it will be terrible. Jeroboam will be killed, and you will be taken into exile." And those are the words no one wants to hear. But the question to be considered here in retrospect is, how did we get here? Once we are in those circumstances, you know, the teenage, you know, rebelling kind, and once you are in a mess, and what do? We ask that question, how did we get here? Where did we get wrong in our relationship with God, either as individuals or as a nation? Where did we go wrong? Well, some people will start telling you, maybe when we started to take off God in our schools, didn't you hear that people say that? Where did we get wrong? We ask that questions in our lives. But then in the end, the truth remains, we have sinned, and troubling consequences hurt, don't they? They hurt. Fortunately, Psalm 85 that our brother Vernon was singing beautifully and comforts us and tells us that mercy and truth have met together. On one hand, the truth is that we are in a mess, in a stinking mess. We are in a mess. And on the other, only Christ's mercy can we be cleaned and purified. My friends and I struggled for years in a refugee camp. Often we failed to see God's hand in it. Well, God did not cause the war, but I did get a feeling that we weren't ready to learn and face the real truth about ourselves. We wanted the best things in life, but we were not willing to learn the very reasons why we were in that situation in the first place. Our hearts were still far from God, and we were still proud in our ways, and we needed humility, and we needed to embrace our suffering, and to forgive, and to understand the pain of others, not to tell them, "You are the ones that make us feel this way, that made us be in this camp. We needed to understand what the other people were suffering. And we weren't there. We weren't there. And we needed to be straightened up. We needed God to bring that plumb line. How are you not falling straight with God's expectations? We weren't ready to face that, how we went wrong. We weren't ready. And we weren't definitely ready to be built up again. But King Herod here faced a difficult situation as a ruler. Why did he have to tell Herodias' daughter to ask for anything? You know, anything. Ask anything. Why? It is easy to do stupid things like that, not thinking that we will come to regret it later. Well, Herod did regret the death of John the Baptist. It tore him up inside. But his choice and the choice of his wife Herodias beheaded John. That's the consequence. It did happen. We ought to be careful with our choices because we are called to bring healing in our world, to empower each other, to be builders, not destroyers. So we have a choice to make. Turn to the truth and mercy of God in Christ. That's where real safety is. God's will always aim at our well-being, but often we face consequences straying off God's path, which is the natural outcome of leaving his guidance. That's when we remove ourselves from God's order and then fall into chaos. Proverbs says, rebellion is foolishness because it chooses death instead of life. And God's instruction here is for our benefit. God wants us to build us up again. Maybe you've been felt like you've been shattered like a mirror, but his intention is genuinely to build us up again. Will we cooperate? Today, think of asking the Holy Spirit to reveal to you ways in which you can cooperate. Amen.